Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone.
Kevin Barbary!
Oh, man. Kevin Barbary, formerly of the Hillman Morning Show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A man of a thousand voices.
Mm-hmm. Especially Jeff Goldblum. Will you do Jeff Goldblum for
me? Carrie, it's so nice to see you again. Have you seen my extremely creepy television show where I walk around talking about people's obsessions like sneakers or getting grills? Ice cream.
You've never been hotter right now, Kevin. You've never. I love his Jeff Goldblum impression. It's like my favorite thing.
Well, I thought he was hotter as both the drunk Bush twins.
Oh.
Yeah, that was one of the most amazing things.
Middle-aged and moms now.
Yeah, one of them hosts that, they're like on The Talk or something.
Or the Today Show or something, right? She's on the Today Show.
Replace Kathy Lee with the Hoda and Kathy Lee. And the other one, I don't know where she is. But yeah, that was fun. That was such a, you know, for a little behind the scenes for anybody who listened back then. When I used to do the Bush twins, I would go into the other room because we did everything pretty much on the fly. We'd kind of write things down. I went in the other room. I would quickly record one of the sisters and leave spaces for the other sister to talk. So Greg, I would call on the phone and Greg would pick up. Hello. Hey, it's the Bush twins. And I'd be doing one live. And then the other one in the background would be like, yeah, let's go and party, y'all. Like, totally. And just doing it back and forth. And if we didn't have time to record both of them, I would have to do them both live and just move back and forth from the microphone.
Yeah, like you can't see him, but he's like stepping back away from the microphone. And
is that right, Jenna? Yeah, it's my mom. Oh, my God. So much fun. Party and ping pong.
That was one of the most amazing things when I first started working on the morning show because it was fascinating because I'm not as creative as Greg or Kevin, and it seemed like in minutes you could come up with, like, Greg would write something on like a napkin or a scrap of paper
that had marinara sauce in the corner or
like,
something.
You know, dip spit on it or something, and he would just hand it to Kevin, and then Kevin would be like, oh, okay, and then he would go into the next room.
He would run out of the room.
He would go into the next studio and then come back like 5 minutes later with like either a fully produced thing, whether it was like Radio Kabul or one of the Mantown episodes where you did Clint Eastwood and Jack Palance
or the backing vocals.
Parody song. It was, to me, the idea to, you know, creation of the actual, you know, product was just amazing to me. You're like one of the most talented people I've ever worked with.
Thank you. Really. I wish I had the technology we have now.
Oh, my God.
Back when I was here. I mean, when I started at WAF, we were still cutting and taping
reel-to-reel
tapes. So, I mean, but now you can just like...
I know. It's all digital now. It's, I mean,
it's so easy to manipulate the voices and add music and do all of that stuff. And it's, I mean, all of us can do it and we're idiots.
Yep.
So, but now, like, to be able to pull it off back then with the remedial equipment that we had and to make it sound so good. And like, I watched what you're talking about.
Yeah,
because
you interned.
Yeah, it's like when I, you know, or when I would come in after you guys and like watch you put these things together. And like, that was one of the really cool things about WAF is that not everybody had the same skill set. Not everybody brought the same thing to the table.
Exactly. It was a mix of everything.
It was like, you know, the Trivial Pursuit piece where, like, we all had a little piece of the pie, and as long as we all took care of our own little piece, we made the whole really good. And, you know, people would... People would always...
Yeah, that whole was amazing.
Yeah, can you say, make the whole really good again?
Yeah, Mr. Goldblum. So hot. Mm. Nerd crush. That's one of the things I'll regret the most is that I never got him in the studio. I always wanted to get Jeff Goldblum to call, and I never got him to call.
Well, we'll work on it. Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, somebody just...
Or I'll just get Kevin to do it and say it's him tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah, I would fall for it, too.
Yeah.
So that was always just really cool to, and it was really funny watching celebrities come in reacting to watching you do what you did, because they'd be like, what the hell is this guy
that
doing?
That was very cool. Mm-hmm. Can I just relay the best Kevin Barbary, well, not, maybe not the best, but one of the most impressive. We had Rich Little on the
phone. One of my idols growing up.
The guy
Rich Little, who
invented like doing the impression, you know, the comedy as a bit, you know, he would do everybody. And he was on the phone, and this was... Late 90s, maybe 2000, something like that.
Something like that.
And you guys had like, you know, you guys kind of squared off, and you did, and Greg would throw out a name like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, well, we were doing ones back and forth, and some, I think somebody was like, well, I think Kevin did that one a little better. And then Rich Little said, do you do Arnold Schwarzenegger? But he did the voice. Like, try and think he was going to throw me off because he's a little irritated.
Yeah.
And, of course, at that point, I was doing Arnold all the time on the show. And
we were like,
do you know Arnold Schwarzenegger, a-hole? And I was like, yes, actually, I do. And I went on for like 2 minutes. And, yeah, it was sad.
I know he's a hero of yours, but, yeah, you owned him.
It was so funny.
And I was just like, he just owned Rich Little.
Yeah. Well, the problem was, you know, with Rich Little, and I'm finding this myself, too, is... when you do some voices that are really good, but all the people that you did like spot on are passing away or irrelevant. Rich Little would struggle to remain relevant by doing new voices, but when he would do new people's voices, it didn't really sound like him. So it was like, it was tough. And we put him on the spot, but I won.
I remember one time who was on the phone? Or maybe that wasn't you. You had someone completely fooled.
There was a listener called in one time when we had, this is showing how far back this goes, Joey Tata, who owned the Peach Pit on Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, my God.
We had him on the show, and he had literally just left, but someone called up asking to speak to him, and Greg just said, oh, yeah, he's right here, and I just, like, imitated Joey's voice, and we had the guy on the phone, recorded for, like, 2 minutes, played it back on the air, and I was making up stories about how I... Yeah, you know, I had sex with Jenny Goth. She was awesome.
Oh, my
and all
God.
That stuff. I was like, wow, dude, you're my hero. And, so.
It's the only time you've ever wanted to be that guy from the Peach Pit.
Right, yeah, exactly.
We had some great impression foolings over the years.
I remember the late, great Rocco.
Yeah.
Apparently had trouble at Six Flags with...
getting on a ride.
Yeah. Come on now. I guess getting some kind of passes.
Uh-huh.
And so he had you call up as Sean Connery to their customer service department.
Yeah.
And apparently you got an answer.
That's what everybody's texting. They're like, oh, my God, tell him to do Connery. Tell him to do Connery.
And you were like, I was there yesterday, and you tell that little punk who was sitting at the window, totally is Sean Connery. And I'm watching this like, oh, that guy's going to get freaked out. He's going to be totally freaked out.
I'm going to shove a waffle cone down your nasty ass and kick you around this park. Let Rocco in right away.
Do you know how hard it is to try and not bust out crying laughing? Like, you're trying to be on the air, and then Kevin would say something, and you would just be like, okay, I just forgot what I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
You just start gut laughing because you just couldn't keep up with it.
Those are some of my favorite moments during the show, is when even I couldn't keep it together.
Yes.
Knowing what I was going to say next, and, you know, everybody's laughing, and they don't even know what I'm about to say. Those are some of my favorite moments. I have all that stuff at home, and sometimes I'll listen to it and just cry into my popcorn.
Someone's mentioning the Arnold coloring book bit. That was on a CD, right? We should grab those CDs.
That was, I believe, on Royal Flush. We had called the President's Council on Physical Fitness because we found out that there was a
coloring book coming out that Arnold was on the cover of, and he was the president of the Physical Fitness Council back then. And we got a hold of the woman who was in charge of it, and I was trying to be Arnold complaining that they weren't sending crayons out with all the coloring books around the country. And she got very flustered and totally fell for it.
Yeah, she really thought you were her boss, and she was freaking out.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like a 100% awesome Arnold impression. It was just a nun. She was a nun.
Oh, God.
So she was just like, right away, Mr. Schwarzenegger, Mr. Arnold, we'll get those crayons out right away. Well, can't do that now. All the stuff you could do back then, you just can't do now. 90% of the comedy that we did, nobody would allow you to do.
Well, they're so restrictive now, like, of you recording people or calling people and not telling them that they're on the air or not warning them that they're being recorded. And all those prank phone calls, the jerky boys, like, all of that kind of, that whole genre of comedy is really hard to pull off now without getting sued.
Right, because you would have to tell them, hey, we're recording you. Hey, it's going to be on the radio. So you wouldn't be able to fool them right away. You can't do it after. You used to be able to do it after, like, hey, is it okay if I'm like, that's fine. But now it's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Well, some of the finest moments of this station you were definitely involved in.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, working with the Hillman Morning Show and watching you work. You know, it was just amazing to see it just happen. And like you said, and working on that show it's one of the most unique experiences because, like you said, a lot of it, we'd start with a plan of something. And then it would just
off the rails. Yeah,
Turn the mic on, it's all out the window. And then, like you said, a lot of it was on the fly, and it was amazing how great a lot of it came out.
And I like when, you know, one of the things I did think was an upside of when we stopped playing music for a while just in the morning is we had all that time to do stuff, because when we were playing music, even though it gave me a little more time to put things together, we had a lot less time to talk and go off the
rails. Yeah, and you guys would be like, oh, I really wanted to do that today, but we didn't have time, or I really wanted to do that today, and... You know, but it was a hard act to follow, too, I'll tell you. Yeah. Coming in after you guys, it was like a three-ring circus with, like, you know, flaming Frisbees and acrobats and whatever. And then I'd be coming in and be like, hey, let's play the new Metallica now.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a hard act to follow. I don't do impressions. I can't do them.
Yeah, it's funny. My son is he's 13. He's about to be 14, and he's just now getting into things that we were around when they first came into fruition, like Beavis and Butthead, South Park, Metallica. I mean, we were all here when all those things started.
It was like brand new,
and they're like old school retro things for him.
Exactly. Yeah. He has no idea. Like we were pivotal in that success with that demo and that audience. Because our station was so huge back then.
Yeah. It's so crazy that there's this whole other generation that's like coming up looking at this stuff going, oh my God. I mean, just, you know, the TV stuff that we used to do. And we were doing viral content before we even knew what viral content was.
It's true.
We didn't really know what the hell we were doing. We just figured it out along the way.
Yeah. And we had videos on our website and comedy videos and audio and all that stuff. And I mean, it took forever to get it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took like half the day to load.
Oh,
rendering.
My God.
Rendering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about a story? I don't know if we can actually talk about the Simpsons story.
Yes. Oh, yes. One time there was I don't remember what year this was. I know that Greg and LB and I were traveling when this happened, but at some point in the 90s, I believe, the cast of The Simpsons was holding out for more money in their contract. Because it was becoming a huge show. Well, it was already huge, but it was huge. It was time to renegotiate. So they all were on strike.
And they were doing a thing like the cast from Friends did, where they all kind of banded together and said, we all want raises together.
Yeah. So I did a piece of audio where I did all of the voices, and I like made up some little story. It was like 5 minutes long or something. I did all the voices, and I sent it to them. Saying, hey, you know, if any of these people don't come back, I can do their voices. The only one I couldn't do was Bart. And I put in there, I can't do Bart. And they ended up calling me. I was with LB at the airport picking up our luggage when I got a call from them. They're like, hey, we're actually interested in talking to you because I don't know where this is going to go. And I'm like, sure. Once we got to wherever we were going and we were doing our show for whatever the broadcast was, they ended up
getting
their
the
deal
cast,
done.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they used me or whatever to get them to sign, but...
Like, we can find someone else to be Homer.
No, right. Yeah.
Sign the contract.
This guy can do all your voices. Yeah. We just have to pay him with waffles.
I would have taken waffles back then.
Well, Mike Shue and I will take waffles
as of Saturday morning. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.